Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a fantastic day today. And I told you guys before, Ted's traveling right now, so I'll be on the show quite a bit, bringing you guys a whole lot of information. So get used to hanging out with me by myself every single day here for a straight hour. And we got a lot of stuff we're going to be covering. So again, thank you for the support of Health Masters. I've had a lot of people ask me about the purple sticks, because I told you they are in production. I actually will post some more videos, stories on team_Health Masters today on Instagram of production. I mean, they're rolling in production. They're actually being produced. So we revised the formula like four times, made sure we got it dialed in perfect. So again, be sure to check that out on team_Health Masters. I'll have some videos on the story you can look at today so you guys can see it's really coming in. And what I'll do is I'll probably be putting them up on the website once I have full confirmation of the pallets shipping. So that way I know they're en route, they're coming in. And so that way when everybody orders them, as soon as they arrive in 2 or 3 days, then I'll basically be able to ship them out immediately so everybody can start pre-ordering them and get them stocked up, because this is going to be a small batch. I'll be honest with you. We're doing a big – it's not a small batch, but it's not a huge batch. We want to make sure everything runs good with them, everything's perfect with them, everything tastes perfect. We've already tested it multiple times, and it's great. We want to make sure that we got everything dialed in, and then the next phase we'll put another bigger batch in. So this first batch, we'll see how long it lasts depending on the demand and how many guys you want to stock up on. But it is a great product, and it is running in hot. So be sure to check it out at team_Health Masters. And I told you guys before, make sure you guys are looking out for the new website that will be showing up here in a couple days. We'll be putting a brand new website up, but we'll also keep the original one up as always to make sure we have everything together and giving you guys the best service we can possibly give you with the new website. And then, of course, with the original classic Health Masters website as well. And be sure to vote for what you want to see win tomorrow's product of the week. We got multiple products up for voting. Looks like the magnesium brain food's winning pretty strong. The thyroid support is on sale for one last day tomorrow. That includes the iodine formula in that with multiple other extracts that really help out with overall thyroid support. So be sure to check that out and take advantage of it at 12% off. And I had a few people that were asking us on Instagram kind of in detail about some of the few products for voting product of the week. Obviously, some of them are self-explanatory, like the digestive enzyme blend helps digest and break down proteins. I always recommend, if you are trying to maintain healthy stomach functioning, especially as you get older, digestive enzymes are great, especially if you're eating larger meals, like say like steak or something heavier. And also too, they're really important if you're even younger and you're training really hard and you're eating a larger amount of protein, trying to grow and build muscle tissue. Digestive enzymes really will help assimilate that protein better and digest it properly. The vitamin E formula, which is one of our most popular formulas, that helps out with healthy blood functioning, really good for cardiovascular health, neurological protection, fantastic formula as well for getting cholesterol under healthy range. So be sure to look at that one as well. The other one we have on for voting is Cholesterol X. Speaking of cholesterol, that one pretty much speaks for itself, maintaining healthy blood lipid levels. Really, really good formula stacked with the vitamin E if you're trying to maintain cholesterol in a healthy range. And also, too, the Body Balance Himla, the curl oil, those three go together, fantastic for that. And then we also have the Gastrogest, which can also help out with maintaining healthy stomach functioning with digestion and can help out with bloating and other things like that. So the Gastrogest formula as well, be sure to vote. And then, of course, the magnesium brain food, which is magnesium threonate, one of the best products we have on the website, works incredibly well, probably one of the top sellers right beside the D3 and the Ultimate Multiple. That one's winning by like 97 votes. So again, it's probably going to win, but be sure to check out the other products on there as well for product of the week, as we always throw different specials up on the front page at healthmasters.com. And we also had another customer that was emailing me, asking us questions. They contacted Lana as well about some of the main things you can do, the quick things you can do to start losing weight for the summer. One of the first things that I've talked to you guys about before on that is making sure you're cutting out all refined sugars. That's sodas, that's sweet tea, that's, you know, any kind of energy drinks that basically have sugar in them, or ones that have sucralose or aspartame in them. Aspartame and sucralose trick the body and the gut flora. They do not do well long term as far as for proper digestion. They can cause all types of health issues, especially with kidneys. I've talked about in detail. You can read up on the shows on that. So make sure you're staying away from those. And also, too, cut out the refined carbohydrates, pastas, pizzas, potatoes. Those sort of things, cut them out. Go with more lean carbs if you have to. Rice, chicken, fish, eggs. Eggs are fantastic. You guys know I love eggs. I eat like 8 a day, 4 in the morning, 4 at night. So those are a few things. And also, too, you could start doing fasted cardio in the morning if you're trying to lose body fat rapidly. Get up in the morning, make a muscle blast formula, and which is the amino acids that we have the branched chain amino acids and run about 20 to 30 minutes of low intensity cardio. You can do that whether you're walking, you can do that on an elliptical, you can do it on a Stairmaster, whatever your choice, it really doesn't matter. All that matters is you're getting circulation, you're getting your body flowing, you're getting your thyroid spooled up, and you're getting your energy production going, the mitochondria and the cells, everything functioning and burning energy. Those things are really easy to do. And make sure also too, if you really want to start burning body fat, throwing the thyroid support, as I talked about in detail last week. Those are a few really, really quick, easy things you can do with your diet, with your cardio, and with your supplementation. You can start burning body fat and you start looking better in as little as 3 to 4 weeks, especially if you're going to the beach, you're going on a cruise, whatever it may be. But I get that question a lot, so I want to throw that out there. And we also have another product that sometimes I have a hard time keeping in stock. It's very popular, but the formula is very hard to get a hold of. I get it out of Switzerland. It's called Pro Cut Core. It is on the website right now. I don't know how much longer because we have a batch on order, but it's been on order for like a month. I have a hard time getting this product, but it does work really good. It helps to prevent and reduce the amount of carbohydrates and fat that are absolutely absorbed in the small intestines. So if you're eating pretty clean and you're eating really like fairly healthy and you're doing those things I just mentioned earlier and you throw this in, it will actually help reduce your caloric intake overall. And so again, it's something you can throw in there. It's a really good product. Doesn't have a bunch of stims in it. You know, it's not full of caffeine, you know, 400 or 500 milligrams of caffeine like some of those fat burners. To get you all tweaked out. I don't recommend those. They're very, very short term. They're hard on the body. They're really hard to come off of. A lot of people have all types of caffeine withdrawals. So I don't recommend those at all. I like to keep things less stimulated as far as from heavy, heavy caffeine usage. And you can use the Purple Six when they come in if you need a little bit of kick as a pre-workout. But other than that, I try to recommend staying away from heavy, heavy as far as stimulants, as far as in that aspect of it. So just a few things wanted to button up there as far as on Health Masters and updated news. Also, one of the first articles that I saw here, and I thought this was kind of funny but not funny, they said the crime in San Francisco now has gotten so bad that the city now wants to punish grocery stores who want to leave. Under the Grocery Protection Act that was just introduced by the City Board of Supervisors, This is funny. Dean Preston, who's devout socialist, by the way, talks about in detail how he essentially thinks socialism's fantastic. He said that any stores that want to leave San Francisco, regardless if it's because of the crime and they can't keep food on the shelves because it's all getting stolen, he essentially is going to increase the liabilities the city or cities will have to provide as far as from the grocery stores. So the grocery stores, before they are able to leave, they're going to have to give a 6-month advance notice and make efforts to find a replacement grocery store, or else they're going to be having massive fines levied on them by the city and essentially all these other fines and penalties that are going to be assessed to them as well. The move comes after Whole Foods shuts down its flagship store in San Francisco just after a year of opening. So Whole Foods went through this whole program, whole platform, got an entire store together, put it together, giant Whole Foods in San Francisco. After 1 year, they said, we're shutting down, we're boarding up. This place is not only hemorrhaging cash, it is a massive, massive danger to employee safety because of the violence that's ensuing. What's crazy is it happens after multiple of the employees, they said, were routinely threatened with weapons, while vagrants would throw food at staff, come into the store to merely get into fights and break products and damage stuff and throw stuff on the floor and even go into the aisles where food is, and they just defecated on the floor. So they just came into Whole Foods for the sole purpose of crapping on the floor. Excuse my vernacular with that. And then they would grab products and bottles and throw them at employees and break them all over the floor and then run out. Ah, I'm gone. And so Whole Foods is like, this is not sustainable. This is disgusting, actually. You can't come into grocery stores and poop on the floor. This isn't socially acceptable. And so now San Francisco's like, well, we're going to fine you if you pull your store out now. You have to stay here and put up with vagrants defecating on the floor and throwing bottles at employees and basically getting into fights in all the aisles. You have to deal with that, else we're going to fine you. This, again, is what happens when you start having all these incidences occur in these democratically run cities where there is no rule of law. There's another incident where essentially somebody went into the Whole Foods and they overdosed on fentanyl and meth in the bathroom and died. Not joking. This is in San Francisco, right here in the United States. And then you got to ask yourself the question, how long and how bad does it have to get in some of these cities before people realize, especially in the government levels, that what you're doing is an epic failure? You got to think about this for a second here, because you got to look at it and go, how far along and how stupid can I be? All these things are happening. It's getting worse. Businesses are pulling out. Nobody wants to live here anymore. Nobody wants to operate businesses here anymore. But my golly, we're going to double down on it. No bond bail or $0 bond for bail. Don't have to do anything. You get arrested, come right back out and do the same thing again. This is the problem when you're dealing with socialism, which is a cancer. It's a perversion of a naturalized, normalized society, and it does not belong in a republic. And so this is why so many people are fleeing. I saw another article here earlier, and it was talking about how in California now, and law-abiding citizens are buying up guns after Border Patrol is starting to dump off thousands of migrants onto the streets. Now, you guys already know California is already very, very difficult to try to get firearms. However, they're saying now that a lot of people are going in and going through all the hoops and paying all the fees and getting all the licensing just to buy basic firearms. Because remember, California, they don't like real firearms over there as far as the government. They don't want people being able to actually own, you know, true AR-15s and buy 100-round magazines and beta mags or buy, you know, fight light belt-fed uppers. They don't like that. They don't like that at all. They want you to basically have peasant weapons. You know, you need an over-and-under shotgun, you know, 200-300-year-old technology as far as with shotguns. That's the best you got for defense. While the Mexican drug cartel gets machine guns and 50-caliber weapons from ATF under Operation Fast and Furious with Eric Holder and Obama, that's okay. Don't ask questions. Just shut up and do whatever we tell you to do because you don't need a firearm because you're a peasant. That's the concept that eludes the vast majority of people that are trying to maintain a republic. So again, that's why I tell you, buy all the guns you want. Do whatever you want to do when it comes as far as law-abiding citizens and maintaining freedom, maintaining overall security, because at the end of the day, if it is to be, it's up to you as long as you're within the realms of legality, especially in certain states and knowing what stand your ground laws mean in the state of Florida. Also, too, and other states have certain different laws, so whatever that is in your state, pick and choose, but in Florida, this is what we're dealing with down here, and this is why we have so many times where people start to do stupid stuff. They just get shot. You shouldn't be doing stupid stuff, man. Don't be carjacking people in the middle of the day. I mean, you're asking for it in Florida. Also, too, in other news, this is crazy. Mayorkas with DHS, this bumbling clown, I can't stand even looking at him. He just looks like such a piece of crap. And yet he's over here. Now it's discussing that the reason why the accused killer of Lake and Riley, remember the girl over there in Georgia that was killed, brutally murdered in the middle of the afternoon by this illegal alien. He says now the guy was released because they didn't have enough detention space to hold him. So they essentially let him go. Even though in 2022 in El Paso, where Jose Albaro from Venezuela first crossed the United States, at the time he was held, they had 8,100 beds still available in their detention space. However, ICE released him in the interior. A year and a half later, he was arrested and charged with a 22-year-old murder of Lake and Riley in Athens, Georgia. Department of Homeland Security Mayorkas, during a Senate hearing yesterday, suggested that the release of the U.S. Interior was justified because, well, they had no reason to detain him. You know, he was here illegally with no legitimate purpose of being here, no justifiable cause, but they didn't have reason to detain him. There was only 8,000 beds available with ICE, so we're just going to release you into the United States. This is not happening singularly. This is happening by the millions right now in the United States, my friends. And that's why I said if it is to be, it's up to us when it comes to maintaining freedom and security. And again, speaking of violating freedom and security, Colorado House Democrats just passed a bill yesterday banning any AR-15 and 9mm pistol that can have a threaded barrel. This is crazy. This assault weapons ban that now is prohibiting the sale of AR-15s and certain 9mm pistols. Legislation HB24-1292 bans any handgun, essentially, that has a threaded barrel and a detachable magazine. But it gets way worse than this. The bill makes it clear that semi-automatic handguns of any caliber will be banned if it takes a detachable magazine and a threaded barrel or has the ability to be readily modified to accept a detachable magazine or threaded barrel. Now, if you guys know anything about basic firearm constructions, for example, such as a Glock, it takes about 4 to 5 seconds to disassemble a Glock. It takes about 4 to 5 seconds to replace a barrel on a Glock. So what they're saying now here is if any semi-automatic handgun can be readily available to accept a threaded barrel, which is, here's the funny part about this. They're not having any issues with suppressor crimes in Colorado. What is the entire purpose of banning a firearm that can take a threaded barrel for the sole purpose of getting a suppressor mounted if there's no crimes being committed with suppressors. I looked in Colorado. There's no incidences at all with illegal suppressors being used in crimes. So why is it that if a gun that has a threaded barrel for a flash suppressor or for a regular suppressor can be fitted or retrofitted or made to modify to fit it, what does that have to do with anything when it comes to safety? The answer is it's not. It's another way that these guys are using illegal loopholes. And essentially, this isn't even a loophole, I should say. This is just flat out illegal by basically coming in and saying, we're just going to arbitrarily pick and choose what we want to ban. Doesn't matter if it violates the Second Amendment. We're simply banning it. Well, because we said so, you know, kind of like the Albuquerque governor when she came in and said, we've got this horrific problem with illegals and gangs using machine pistols and shooting all these law-abiding citizens. So what do? The best option is we're banning all law-abiding citizens from carrying guns legally, as far as open or concealed. Doesn't matter. You're banned from carrying firearms because the illegals and the gang members are carrying firearms. Again, this is what happens in a rogue government. I've told you guys this before. When you start having individuals that are in places of power and positions of authority, when they don't respect the rule of law and they don't respect the Constitution, they're going to push to take away your rights. The only way you maintain your rights is you have to demand that your rights are respected. Just because somebody says, well, I have the Second Amendment, but then somebody like the governor Albuquerque goes, no, you don't have the Second Amendment. You're not allowed to exercise the Second Amendment. And you go, oh, dang it. I don't have the ability to exercise my Second Amendment. Well, shucks. I guess I don't have a Second Amendment. No, you don't deserve that right because you don't exercise that right, because you don't defend that right, because you don't demand that right be respected. That's how all this stuff continues to go. And that's why I've been so vocal about exercising so many of these options that aren't really an option in the United States anymore. They're a demand from a republic. There's an article now here on top of that in Colorado, which it's crazy because Colorado's turned into New California, which is bizarre to me because Colorado actually used to be really conservative way back in the day, and it's a beautiful state. I've been out there numerous times. I've gone snow skiing out there. I've traveled through there. It's really cool to be coming through the Midwest of the United States and coming down, especially if you're coming through like Kansas and stuff, and you start seeing the mountains coming over the horizon and you're driving into it. It's amazing state. I love it out there, except I hate the people that are running the state out there because they're a bunch of slack-jawed, interesting individuals, I should say, if I say anything on live show here, that they do not respect the rule of law. They do not respect the ability for people to exercise their rights. Democrats in Colorado are now pushing another bill that's essentially the Ministry of Truth to control the speech of the public. Denver organizations are raising the alarm on the new plan, warning the move is dangerous to a free society. Essentially, the spokesperson for the GOP group warns the move would end up in speech controls not heard of since 1984, which is the new George Orwell book. They're going to say here that essentially they want to come in now. They've sponsored by multiple senators the ability to come in now and start saying that, well, if you say certain things, you essentially can be arrested. You can say certain things online and they're going to be restricted. You're going to be restricted from certain things you can do. They literally want to put together a Ministry of Truth. Here's the problem, and I'm just going to say this abundantly clear. Just because you're offended by what somebody says doesn't make you right. Newsflash, just because you keep your feelings on your sleeves and you run around and you want to hide in a corner because you're scared of what anybody says to you doesn't make you right, nor does it give you the right to tell everybody what they can and can't say to you. However, it goes much deeper than this, and I've explained it in detail from a psychological standpoint. If you can start controlling what people say and you can prevent them from saying certain things, eventually they will start to self-censor what they say. Meaning they will actually stop saying certain things on their own accord, even without reprisal, because they're essentially scared to say it or they've been trained not to say it. Once you start controlling what people say, you start controlling how people think, because then people will think a certain way to prevent from saying certain things. Once you prevent people from being able to think certain ways, you can control their entire actions on how they act in a society, and you'll control the narrative of every single thing they do, because they will not be able to do those things because they cannot think about those things because they can't speak about those things. That is how it works in a dystopian society when you start coming in and trying to regulate the ability for people to speak freely. So again, Sorry, you guys in Colorado, they're conservative, but you guys got an absolute blithering idiots running the state out there with them wanting to ban legal firearms to now preventing free speech. That state's on the way to be California here pretty soon, which is sad because California's a failed state. Also, too, in other news here, this is another article that I read earlier, and it was discussing iodine in pregnancy. Now, you guys know we've talked about the importance of folate during pregnancy, enormously important, especially 5-MTHF, which is 5-methyltetrahydrofolate, the true methylated form of folate, not folic acid, folate, very crucial. That's why we carry it. I highly recommend it. It's in the prenatals, and you also need to take it separately if you're pregnant. Secondary note, omega-3 fats while you're pregnant and vitamin D3. Gone over those in detail and the importance. Now there's a new study talking about how iodine is crucial during pregnancy. And it goes on to say here that iodine is a vitally important nutrient that's detected in every organ and tissue in your body, along with being essential for healthy thyroid function, efficient metabolism. That's why we talk about the thyroid support, why we have it in there so much. And it goes into detail about how it works with the metabolism, and low iodine is related to numerous diseases. It goes on to say here that few pregnant women are aware of the importance of iodine. However, it is estimated that 67% of women do not get enough iodine in their diet alone. They said iodine also may affect your child's brain and intellectual prowess, as it's important for healthy brain development in your utero. New research now suggests an iodine supplement during pregnancy may help boost children's IQ scores while benefiting overall health. The study published shows that mild iodine deficiency during pregnancy led to decreased intellect in children. Those born to mothers with low iodine in early pregnancy had lower IQs at age 8 by an average of 3 points compared to those born to mothers with healthy iodine levels. They also said that children of low iodine mothers also had worse reading ability at age 9. Building on the research, the study revealed that all women who took iodine supplements before conception, during pregnancy, and while breastfeeding, the children's IQ scores were raised by an average of 1.2 points. Now, we're not talking about massive increase here, but however, we are saying this, it's showing benefits, period. No questions asked. Iodine is crucial for overall health in the general body, and it's crucial for, obviously, brain development in children. This is interesting research to me because I did not know this as far as increasing IQ points in children, especially mothers that were taking it. I knew it was crucial for development of the body with young children. Obviously, iodine is crucial for that. It says in here now as well, it actually leads to higher functioning and cognitive functioning with children when they start getting older. So it talks about reading, it talks about intellect, it talks about IQ, and it talks about cognitive functioning. So again, another reason why iodine is so important, and another reason why I always encourage people to make sure you're maintaining healthy iodine. That's why we have the iodine with selenium. I got the molecular iodine on the website, and we have the iodine and the thyroid support. So again, something to really look at, do some research on it, grab it while it's on sale with thyroid support over 12% off, or grab some of the other iodine that we have in your body, because it is crucial not only for the thyroid, but for the brain, the liver, the kidneys, motor function, memory, comprehension, and a host of other health benefits. So again, another reason to jump on that. And it's like I talked about yesterday on the show. It saddens me because a lot of times you have doctors, some of them may be actually decent, but somebody may come in with a health problem. And the problem with this is they come in with a health problem and the doctors don't bother to test them for anything. They simply go, oh, this is a symptom that you're having right now. Okay, cool. That's a symptom that you're having right now. Well, you need to go on this drug. Well, I don't need to go on this drug. Could it be possible that maybe I need to get some blood work done? Maybe I'm deficient in, I don't know, D3? Oh, no. But this is the problem. This is the symptom. Here's your drug. Go fill your prescription. Go take your drug. That concept really voids the entire process of maintaining a healthy lifestyle, because you're not even attempting to maintain healthy, you know, aspects of your body through natural medicine and natural nutrients. You're immediately going to the pharmaceutical drug world, which I talked about yesterday in detail. The United States is the number one consumer of pharmaceutical drugs, and yet we have the highest infant death rate, the highest cancer rate, and pretty much the highest hospitalization rate in the entire world. Yet we take more drugs than anybody else in the country, or anybody else in the world, excuse me. And so again, you got to start looking at what's in the food supply, what's in the actual nutrients that you're buying. That's why I tell you all the time, if you look at my ingredients that I put in these products, I don't hide anything. I break my nutrients down more than almost anybody else on the market on purpose, because I want to be fully transparent so you can look at those ingredients and go, wow, this is what I'm comparing it to. 99% of the products you go look at the store, at GNC, at Walmart, all these other crappy products on the market, you'll look at them, and most of the time, they don't elaborate on anything. They'll just say B12. They don't even bother to tell you that it's cyanide cobalamin. You know it's not methyl cobalamin because it's like $9.99 for a bottle, and you buy one, get 10 free. So you absolutely know there's no high-end quality nutrients in it whatsoever. But again, that's why I put everything out there with full, full disclosure on what's in it, what the raw ingredients are, and then I encourage you to do your own research if you want, compare and contrast, because it is so important to maintain your overall health on a regular basis. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting as well. It's talking about how the COVID-19 test run was simply a giant beta test for biological experiments from a professor. This was Dr. Masu Inui, a world-renowned Japanese professor who recently spoke at a press conference in Switzerland, in Geneva. Now, what's interesting about this is he's basically a professor at Osaka City University Medical School, and he warned – this guy's – his pedigree, I looked him up. Like, this guy's sharp. He's no clown. And he warned that the global 19 pandemic – was essentially completely set up, which we knew that they staged everything from the beginning with building the virus in a lab, already knowing that they were going to have a COVID R19, RNA gene therapy shot to roll out, hence why it was already ready to go as soon as COVID came out, and they only had 3 months of testing. And it was orchestrated by a network of organizations, including the United Nations, the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, of committing extreme violations of human rights. This guy's speaking some serious truth. Now, he's saying a lot of the same stuff that I've said for years. You know, what's crazy about this, and this is one of the excerpts he says. I'm going to read this really quick because he really breaks it down in such a simplistic, but yet an incredibly factual standpoint. He said, every infection practically vanished during the so-called pandemic, as COVID-19 PCR tests and non-specific symptomatic diagnoses were forcefully used to misdiagnose patients and override the real issues people faced, underlying chronic diseases. It allowed hospitals to reap financial incentives by every COVID-19 misdiagnosis, every false positive, and every misattributed cause of death. These instruments of medical fraud, the COVID-19 test kits, were also used to cover up medical errors, facilitate deadly and inhumane protocols such as remdesivir, while protecting hospitals from any liability, unlawfully detaining people, and creating the illusion of a case count in a deadly pandemic. This medical fraud and financial racketeering, coupled with bioterror pandemic messaging and extreme inhumane lockdowns, were all weaponized to drive vaccinations in the body of billions of people. These vaccinations were never really vaccinations by a traditional definition. These vaccinations were experimental gene therapy that had debilitating and deadly consequences. Indeed, these injections were a genetic experiment rooted in the arrogance of transhumanism. To the surprise of tens of millions of people, these injections did not improve human immunity to respiratory infections. They did not stop people from testing positive for COVID-19. Instead, these injections were a genetic weapon that caused further harm to the population worldwide. That's a strong statement. Bold statement. My opinion, I think it's a pretty accurate statement. And this is exactly what the entire concept that eluded people is. They were getting the shot. And this is when you knew it was really went sideways. When they were getting the shot and they were still catching COVID. They were still testing positive for COVID. They were still getting as sick as a dog from COVID, allegedly, but they had the vaccine that was supposed to protect them. And then they got their next booster and they got shot up again. It was almost like the COVID shot was giving people COVID. Oh, was that actually happening? Were people actually contracting COVID more readily and more common after they got the shot? I can tell you this much. I know for a 100% fact exactly where I contracted COVID from one specific individual I came in contact from down in South Florida. We went down there privately, me, my dad, and my buddy. I went on a test ride in a vehicle that I was looking at that I ended up not buying, in a car with him by ourselves while he wore a mask, against my own better judgment. This was back in mid-2021, right after the COVID shot had been rolling out. I was talking to him. He basically told me he had been in and out of the hospital 3 times. And I was like, golly, I'm glad I'm in the car with you. Thanks for telling me this now. And he goes, but wait. I'm not testing positive for COVID. I'm not positive for the flu. I said, well, why have you been in the hospital? He goes, well, they don't know why. I feel horrible. I'm lethargic all the time. I said, well, did you get your COVID shot? He goes, oh, absolutely. I got my COVID shot. I just got my last booster a few weeks ago. And I'm like, and I'm in the car with you together right now on our merry way driving around. This test drive is over with, and I took the car back, and I was like, "This is I already had a bad feeling." Literally the next day when I got home, my throat was getting sore. Then I went to eat a thing of eggs. So excited. I love eggs. Made my eggs, put some hot sauce, put some salt, put some pepper on them. Took a bite of them and went, "These eggs taste horrible." Put some more salt on them. "These eggs still taste horrible." And I'm like, "Why can't I taste anything?" And then I realized, oh, man. He done got me. I got the COVID. And so sure enough, I was sick for about 4 or 5 days, bounced out of it, hammered the vitamin C, D3, iodine, whole protocol, bounced out of it. And then I realized very quickly that this entire thing with the shot was designed to spread COVID. Now, again, that's my personal opinion. That was my personal experience. If you don't agree with me on the same concept, that's perfectly fine. You don't have to agree with me on it. But that's what I experienced personally in my own life. And I had zero contact with anybody else primarily. He was one of the only people I had contact with in a close quarter setting after he had just gotten the shot. So trust me when I say I've heard that story actually from numerous other people, almost verbatim, not verbatim, the same scenario, but very similar scenario. Scenarios with the exact same thing happening. So again, this is why I brought up this article with this doctor. It's from Japan. It's going into detail and saying the same thing. And this is why I've continually told everybody on a regular basis, make sure you're maintaining your overall health on a regular basis. The basic healthy lifestyle kit's a crucial one. The spike protein survival kit is great for reducing blood clots and maintaining overall health as far as when it comes to circulation. There's an article here that I came up the other day. And it said, blood clots may be the root cause of all heart disease. And it talks about how clots form when endothelial cells have been stripped away or seriously damaged. The blood clot is then covered up by essentially more cells which float around your bloodstream at all times. And essentially, they build up and they start causing plaquing of the arteries. And it talks about here now how blood clotting may be one of the primary causes for heart disease in long term. And this kind of goes back to what we were seeing now during the shot, which was causing... We knew it was causing. We saw it was causing. Doctors admitted that it was causing blood clots all across the board. And so, again, another reason why it's so important to maintain healthy circulation. The vitamin E, the natokinase, and the N-acetylcysteine is an incredible formula in maintaining healthy blood. Now, again, I told you guys yesterday, and I'm going to reiterate this again. If you are on prescription blood thinners, be very cautious on taking natokinase and vitamin E because it will thin your blood extremely thin. So if you're taking pharmaceutical drugs, I'm not giving any recommendations on that. Talked about it with your doctor, but I've seen the natokinase and the vitamin E work wonders by themselves at maintaining healthy blood viscosity on a regular basis, including those that I take every single day. So thought I would throw that out there and just remind everybody it's really important to do so. Also, to another news, this is interesting. Another study out of Japan. Japan's been killing it lately with all these reviews and studies and stuff. A Japanese peer-reviewed study published April 8th in Curious titled Increased Age-Adjusted Cancer Mortality After the Third RNA Lipid Nanoparticle Vaccine Dose During the COVID-19 Pandemic in Japan. That's a title. Boy, they didn't cut any corners on that one. It goes in this peer-reviewed study, indicates that a significant increase in cancer deaths after inoculation with the COVID gene therapy injections. On Monday, the doctor spoke about cancer diagnosis increasing in post-vaccine. I want to say here that Japanese researchers are strongly suspecting and give good evidence for increased instances of several types of cancer, especially after the third booster shot. This is the one they keep talking about, the third booster shot. The first two apparently caused quite a few issues, but for some odd reason, this is the research that I keep seeing, that third booster shot that they told everybody was safe and effective because you guys need to get your shot to make sure I don't get COVID because you got to get your shot so my shot works. That was the concept, right? It was like, I got to take my allergy medication so you don't have allergies. I still haven't figured that one out. The concept just eludes any type of reasoning. The paper sums up the types of cancers that are most notable. Statistically significant increase in age-adjusted mortality rates of all cancers and specific types of cancers, namely ovarian cancer, leukemia, prostate, pancreatic, and breast cancer, were observed into 2022. The study says its conclusion. They said another video where they spoke about the cancer after vaccination. They said the increased cancer diagnosis after the vaccination began. They said, so they're not saying it's due to reduced cancer care. They're not saying it's due to lockdowns. They're saying it's effects from the cancer in the study, Campbell said, in interviewing the researcher. And, of course, the researchers know that older people are more likely to die of cancer than younger people. So, of course, they're taking account of age-adjusted statistics. And what's crazy about this now, when you start seeing this, they said as of March 2023, 80% of the Japanese population has received the first and second dose, 68% have received their third dose, 45% have received their fourth dose, as April 8th study said, and they explain how the cancer vaccinations are leading to turbo cancers. And we've heard that concept before now, where a lot of people are discussing turbo cancers, where you're hearing the people that were perfectly healthy, suddenly they have some rapid form of cancer that they're suddenly getting. This is why D3 is crucial at maintaining overall health. D3 is one of the biggest fighters for this specific issue that you hear about on a regular basis. The next one is vitamin C. As I talked about it in detail when we were dealing with the discussions of COVID and also all the ailments that are coming with it, is that vitamin C has to be taken on a regular basis because vitamin C is water soluble. It doesn't store up in the body long term. You've got to make sure you maintain healthy vitamin C levels in the body on a daily basis. D3 builds up. So once you get your D3 levels to a certain range, you can continue to take it. Like I said, sometimes people go all the way down to 10,000 IUs a day. They go to every other day. They go to every third day based on what their blood levels are saying. And it's funny, yesterday I was going through some of the orders and looking at some of them, and there was one of the order comments. Actually, you know what? I'll read it to you. It was one of the order comments that was going in on an order that went out yesterday. Because I told you, guys, I read a lot of those. It's not really a way for me to respond to them, but I read a lot of them. And he said right here, this is funny. He said, I hear you guys talking about testing regularly for vitamin D3 levels on routine blood work. I'm a med tech and have worked in this profession for a while now. Insurance companies do not pay for D3 level tests anymore. They used to, but they have now stopped. How ironic. This is from a customer yesterday that placed an order on the website and basically left us a interesting comment like that. And so he's saying he's a med tech. He said insurance doesn't want to pay for D3 testing anymore. Isn't that ironic, though, that one of the main, most crucial vitamins in the entire body that maintains the immune system, health insurance companies suddenly don't want to pay for it anymore? Just think about that one for a second. When you're talking about health insurance companies that allegedly you would think want you to be healthy, right? The more healthy you are, the less you go to the doctor, the less claims they have, the less payouts they have to make, and they can just keep your payment every single month, and they don't have to pay anything out. So why wouldn't they want to keep you healthy? Almost like they work hand in hand with the pharmaceutical company and the medical industrial complex, and they all work in a circular effect to continually extract as much money as they can out of the general population. I've told you guys before, I haven't had health insurance in a long, long time. Don't need it. That's just my opinion. I'm not telling anybody not to follow suit with that. The thing that I found with medical insurance and health insurance is that it's, my opinion, a giant scam. If you're extremely healthy and you maintain overall health in your body, you can get blood work done once or twice a year. I have a physician that I put orders in for me, and I can get blood work done. It's a couple $100. It was ironic because even when I had health insurance that I dumped years ago, when I'd go to get blood work, it would be like $100 I'd still have to pay for like the copay. Well, now I order the blood work and I don't have health insurance. It's like $250. Okay, cool. But I'm not paying $1,000 a month for the whole family that have health insurance. The last time I got a quote when they jumped it up on me, for four people in the family, it was like $1,200 a month with a $6,000 deductible. $1,200 a month with a $6,000 deductible. Well, here's the problem that I had with that. When you actually did the math on it, after 1 year of deductibles, and if something actually happened, 1 year of payments in, and then the deductible, I was going to be in it anywhere from like $16,000, $17,000, $18,000, depending on what the rate changed on there. $18,000. Okay, so I'm doing the math, and I'm like $18,000 roughly, and then they cover everything kind of, and then you find out they don't cover everything at all, and then you still got to fight with them about the bills. Well, then I started to realize that when I had the hospital event when I was in my 20s and I had pericarditis and I went to the hospital for a couple of days, I didn't have health insurance at the time, and the bill was astronomical. Well, I went into him. I said, listen, I don't have health insurance. So I'm not going to pay this unbelievably bloated bill. This is stupid. These numbers don't even math. Like, none of this stuff even maths up. They go, okay, well, here's what we'll do. Since you're a cash payer and you don't have health insurance, we'll give you 80% discount. Okay. wow, okay, now we're talking. Now we're negotiating. And so we went back and forth, and it was like for 3 or 4 months. And eventually I got the bill down to a minute amount of what I would have actually paid whether I had health insurance and paid my deductible. Essentially, my entire hospital bill was about what my deductible would have been without the monthly payments that I've been paying on health insurance. That's what we got them down to. And I thought to myself, this whole thing's a giant scam. Health insurance doesn't pay these insane bills that they have at the hospital. They negotiate with them down. That's exactly what they did with me. And so, again, I'm not telling you what to do with health insurance. I'm just telling you my personal experience and what I've also been around multiple other people who've been in the exact same scenarios as me and done the exact same thing and realize this is a giant sham in most cases. Now, if you have a serious health problem or a person in the family that's got serious health problems and they're constantly going to be in the doctor's office, the hospital for whatever ailment they have, that may be a better time. That may be something that's more effective for you. But if you're maintaining your overall health and you're doing really, really good and you're taking care of your kids, why in the world do they have to go to the pediatrician every month to get a checkup? I've always asked that question, everybody. One of my good buddies, he was like, he's really awake as well, and he's been on the same concepts. He's got a son who's real close to Hunter's age. And he goes, why is it if your kids are really healthy and they're growing tall and you're measuring them and you're checking their weight and they're eating healthy and they're not getting sick and they're doing really good in school, why is it you feel like you need to take them to the doctor's office every single month so they can get constant needle jabbed in their arm and told it's for their health? You know, it's science, right? They're doing really healthy. We should inject them with more stuff. Oh, they're doing really healthy this month. Let's inject them with more shots. The question is, why? And people say, oh, well, it's so they can build their immunity up to all these diseases. 78 injections, 78 different vaccinations. Do you really think that's going to help out? There's going to be positive effects from that long term? Again, make your own decision. Make your own educated decision and come to the conclusion on it. But again, I've told you guys my case on it, my stance on it. There's a reason why you cannot get the measles shot by itself. There's a reason why they've coupled it with measles, mumps, and rubella, and there's only one way to get that shot. There's a reason why the CDC, after they grenaded all the research and it came out, they were showing that in little boys, they had a higher increase of autism after the MMR shot. And then the CDC said, there's nothing to see here. This information didn't exist. Nothing. Don't talk about it. It's all getting banned. Why in the world, if it was so healthy and so safe, would they have to constantly try to cover everything up and convince you that it's healthy and safe? Like I told you yesterday, just my two cents on it. Thought I would throw that out there. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting as well. The new legislation, you've been hearing a lot of this stuff under the rug that they've been talking about now as far as with kids' online safety, with age restrictions and certain things with social media and all these different platforms. And I've told you, I've had mixed stances on a lot of this stuff. In one case, I understand that children really shouldn't be involved with social media at a young age. There's not a lot of healthy benefits to it from a mental stage. Quite frankly, children don't really need to be on a lot of electronics at a young age. I've told you that in detail. I'm not a fan of these social media platforms. I think TikTok has ruined half society with social media. However, when does it become okay and when is the line drawn? I'm asking this question when you start having the government come in and restrict and control what people can and can't do according to apps. Like I told you before, they were trying to come in and say, we're banning TikTok. We're going to remove TikTok off your phone. You're not allowed to go on it because China owns it. And I kind of laughed when I read that. And I'm like, China owns it? Oh, you mean the CIA and the NSA and the DHS and all those that constantly spy on us 24/7 and monitor every single thing you do and every movement? Those guys don't monitor everything we do. They're not in bed with the Chinese intelligence. They're not in bed with Mossad intelligence. They all don't work together in spying and monitoring on the global citizens. Of course, we should definitely have the government come in and take apps off our phone because it's for our safety and protection. Just my stance on that. Now, what they're saying is here, there's legislation underway in the U.S. House of Representatives to adopt two versions of laws drawn up with a deal for the safety of youth online. They said H.R. 7891, the Kids Online Safety Act, and 7890, the Children and Teens Online Privacy Protection, will facilitate and implement a future sweeping age verification and digital ID push. This is interesting here. The concerns are raised because it's directing the Secretary of Commerce, along with the FCC and the FTC, to conduct studies and evaluate the most technology-feasible methods to develop systems to verify ages on devices or operating system levels. At this stage of proceedings, the study will not be used to mandate platform implementation on age gating or age verification functionality, but it'll be used essentially for digital IDs to verify IDs online. Now, the weird part about this is they talk about in detail in this, these bills how this is all about for kids' safety. It's all about for kids' safety. Well, I got to ask the question, why has not been one single person that was verified on Epstein's island list, on Epstein's flight log, on Epstein's personal friend list? Why has not one single person even been investigated for child trafficking whatsoever at all? Why is the list constantly being redacted? Why is it constantly being restricted from people seeing if we're concerned about child trafficking and children's health? Just thought I would throw that out there because that topic's taboo. You can't bring that up. But now we want to put federal legislation in place to allow the FTC and the FCC to come in and start verifying digital identity online to verify age. Meaning what they say in this bill is this isn't going to be just geared towards kids. Every single online platform is going to have to identify you through a digital ID to make sure you are who you say you are because they have to verify your age. Now, I think it's pretty clear, and you can quite see the reading between the lines where this is going to start going, where they're going to start coming in and saying, oh, we have to verify this for you to get on your social media app. We have to verify this for you to get on Facebook. Oh, we have to verify your face and your driver's license and your digital ID and your fingerprint, your facial recognition. I don't know how far it's going to go with that, but I can tell you this, there's definitely some strange things when you start having legislation go through that's hundreds and hundreds of pages for simply trying to say, we want to protect kids with online privacy. We want to make sure kids aren't online that are underage. So we need to put a bill together that's 100 pages with all types of pork theater in it to try to make people feel like they're doing this for the safety of the kids. If it was for the safety of the kids, why would the FDA still be pushing and approving experimental RNA gene therapy for six-month-olds and older when there was zero research testing and long-term testing with that shot, period? Why is it we're seeing all types of health problems with young children right now at very young ages after they get this shot all across the globe? But the FDA is still trying to force children to get it as the CDC has now put it on the childhood shot schedule. If we're talking about health of children, of course, because remember, it's for their safety. Just thought I would throw that out there. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting as well, going into detail about more aspects of what the government is starting to do here. Now they're starting to say they're coming out. Remember I told you guys with this FISA bill they were coming out with? Now they basically want to come in now and start saying that it's okay. They want to force platforms, social media platforms, to essentially have to regulate and then report back to NSA anything that they see or hear that may be compromising or may be illegal or may be something that is considered hate speech or violent crime or any of that aspect. So essentially what they want to start using is they want to start using social media platforms, which this has already been going on. Now they want to use it legally as they want social media platforms to actually turn into snitches. In any platform that's online, essentially, that does over X amount of money in revenue. I was reading it earlier, and I was talking about how they want to make sure that everybody has a safe place online. You know, everybody has a safe place to talk about certain things, except for the fact that you're not allowed to say things that we tell you can't talk about. Oh, you're not allowed to talk about vitamin C and D3. No, can't talk about those. Those are forbidden. But hey, you can talk about Kim Kardashian and all the social media platforms that are going along with all the celebrities that you're supposed to be obsessed with and the NFL games and any of that stuff. That's okay. You talk about vitamin C intravenously preventing COVID deaths by 100% with doctors that went into detail in that research. Whoa, no, buddy, that is forbidden. You're not allowed to bring that up. That topic is completely and totally illegal to speak of because, well, you're spreading medical misinformation and, you know, you're not allowed to do that. Again, what happens when you start going on these platforms and you start bringing up iodine? How's that going to work? You start talking about how iodine is really healthy for young children in utero as far as it helps increase cognitive function, IQ, just the story that I just talked about. You start talking about that. The CDC says, well, we've done our research and we have found this to be fake news because, well, medical experts deemed it fake news. Well, the problem that you found during COVID, when you started having these groups, these independent third-party groups, there was no verification of who they were, what they deemed. They just deemed everything to be fake news that they were told to deem fake news. And the problem with that is when you start allowing these groups to come in now and have the sole control over what people can say and think and do and information to get out there, you run into a complete and total dystopian society where nobody can speak freely. There's another thing that I was reading about here, and it was talking about how healthcare providers are now recommending probiotics to pregnant women to protect against allergies in their children. This is a pretty cool concept because I've talked to you guys before in detail about probiotics and why they're so important. And that's why we carry three different types of probiotics, the probiotic DF, the probiotic 100 billion, and the probiotic 350 billion, which is the strongest one we have. That one's primarily for individuals who have been using antibiotics and they want to get their gut flora back to optimal health. But one thing about it is I was talking about here with how probiotics work with the healthy intestinal microbe, and then it discusses how the natural immune response works in conjunction with the gut microbe from probiotics. The research is leading to the fact that pregnant women who essentially take probiotics have much healthier offspring for the most part, as far as, and the children have less allergies. Now, again, this also can play a role as far as what the children are eating when they get older, so forth. So those factors of that. But you got to think about it. It makes sense. If the woman's gut health while she's pregnant is top tier and she's taking a lot of probiotics and her gut microbes really, really healthy and she's eating really, really clean, you're going to have better results with the child. Just a concept that really seems to elude a lot of people. But again, it's something that really is important. And so that's why I've always recommended, even at the very basis, if you're trying to keep it, you know, say like in a budget with prenatals and whatnot, go with the probiotic DF, which is our basic formula on there, which is still very, very strong because it has basically four different types of bacteria in it as far as it help out with gut microbe. And it's a very simplistic one, very, very effective formula though for $44 with 30 billion CFUs. And again, it goes up that we have the 100 billion and we have the 350 billion. The CFUs is colony forming units of bacteria. So again, something to really look at and make sure you're taking into account if you're healthy and pregnant. They also talk about it too, if you're lactating, if you're still breastfeeding. If the woman's still breastfeeding, it's also a really important thing to do too, because I never realized this till I started doing research and I had my first son, Hunter. If the child, if the baby, if the infant, and this is how crazy, like how advanced the female body is when they're pregnant and they're breastfeeding, this is really cool. If the baby starts getting sick, the mother can actually regulate and produce certain antibodies and certain things to the baby to actually get the baby healthier through the breast milk. That's how cool it is. And so that's why when you're breastfeeding, you got to make sure you're still eating clean as well and you're maintaining overall health. Just because you're no longer pregnant doesn't mean you need to go start eating McDonald's and Taco Bell every day. Not that you should be eating that ever on any regular basis. But again, that's why it's so important. And that's why it discusses in detail when I was reading more about iodine during pregnancy and during breastfeeding as well, why it's such an importantly crucial thing to maintain in the body on a regular basis. So again, I hope you guys really enjoy a lot of these topics that I'm bringing up on here, and I hope you guys expand on them. What we're bringing to this show and what I've continually brought to the show for years is simply research. And I hand it to you guys, and you guys do what you want with it. But I want it to get out there. I want people to discuss it. I want people to look at it. I want people to send it to other people. This is the whole point of the show. I want people to become educated, because sometimes you can't force people to learn things. But a lot of times you can give people the knowledge, and then they can do what they need to do with it. And that's why we do what we do on the show. That's why we have the daily news articles on the show right below the daily link where you can click to watch this show, or you can listen to the show, sign up for our free looking newsletter. We send it to your email every single day, along with different types of specials and events that are going on that we're running, coupon codes, kits, three packs, all types of different sales. And again, also too, like I told you, make sure you're signed up, because on Instagram, the team_healthmasters, and on our email list, we're going to be putting out all the stuff coming out with the new Purple Stick formula now and with the product of the week later on this week. So we're going to do a really big, big push on the magnesium brain food, how importantly crucial that product is. And that's also another one that's really, really good for women while they're pregnant, because the magnesium threonate passes through the blood-brain barrier in the child and in the mother. So again, another really important product, because remember, magnesium is used in over 300 different mechanisms in the body. It is crucial to have on a regular basis. And again, it's water soluble. It does not store up long term. So you have to continually keep magnesium in the body on a regular basis all the time to maintain optimal health of it, just like with certain things like vitamin C. So again, that's why we're doing what we do on this show. Be sure to like, follow, subscribe on team_healthmasters. Leave us some comments. I love reading those right now. Been reading some of them. Love getting the feedback and what people are actually experiencing with products, what they're able to do with certain products, what they're doing as far as with friends and family and experiences they're getting with them. Because again, we do this for you guys. We bring the show to you guys every single day. We constantly get the truth and the news out there for you. There's no commercials on the show. It would be nice to have a commercial every 5 or 6 minutes. I could sit around and chill out and throw another commercial out there. I don't want to do that. I don't have the time to waste on commercials, because I know you don't have the time to waste on commercials, and I respect your time, because I hate dealing with commercials, because I feel like everything constantly has to have ads now. It really is. It's gotten obnoxious. Every single thing you do. Now you try to stream something online. Oh, now it's with ads. Unless you want to pay us $25 for this movie, you get ads with it now. Oh, we have, you want to go up online article. Oh, you've got to watch ads now. Everything is constant marketing to try to push. And the problem with it is 90% of the stuff they push you in the marketing and these ads is crap. There's nothing to it at all. It's bubblegum for the brain. There's nothing positive to it whatsoever. Half the time it's pharmaceutical drugs. And then you have to sit there and deal with it. And you're like, oh, finally, I got through this ad. I finally got through it. 2 minutes later, oh, another ad. And you're like, dude, just turn it off. I don't even want to watch this anymore. I'm not even intrigued anymore. Now I'm just irritated and pissed off. So again, thank you for supporting Health Masters so we don't have to bring you guys ads and I don't bring you guys a bunch of stuff on here. Health Masters brings you this show. So when you support Health Masters, whether you grab the toothpaste or the Ultimate Multiple or the thyroid support on sale, it keeps this show running every single day. It keeps us being able to push this out with the videos, with the broadband, or all the different things we're doing with it. So again, getting it out there on a regular basis. Bandwidth isn't cheap. We're pushing this out there every single day and expanding it. So thank you for getting the truth out there at healthmasters.com. And again, be sure to stay in tune with a lot of stuff that we're seeing right now and we're getting out there. There's a lot of very strange things that are happening right now. I was reading some articles here earlier with all the theater that's going on with Iran and Israel and all the just theater. Remember, when you start seeing mainstream media, every mainstream media platform, discuss and try to cover the exact same topic and they all say the exact same thing verbatim, always remember it's no longer news anymore. It's usually propaganda. And propaganda in society is something that's always used. That's why you have to decide whether or not you're going to go along with it. You're going to take it as a grain of salt and you're going to do your own research and make your own decision. Or if you're going to sit there and you're going to absorb the propaganda, drool on yourself while you eat Doritos and drink Diet Pepsi while you watch the CNN television and say, oh, that's how I'm supposed to think. That's how I'm supposed to feel. Okay, I know what to do now. Or become a strong, smart, educated individual who can stand up and say, this is what I truly believe. This is my conviction. This is what I'm standing for. This is what I'm going to do. So again, thank you, my friends, for getting the truth out there. If you guys need anything, you know where to get a hold of us at healthmasters.com. You can give us a call, 1-800-726-1834. Like I said, be the lookout on a lot of new stuff we got coming out the next couple of weeks. And of course, if you guys need to email us or contact us, you know, you can also do it on team_healthmasters at Instagram. So be sure to push that and get that out there. So we're kind of building a bigger platform back again after we had to start all over. Thyroid support on sale, product of the week, 12% off right now. And be sure to vote for what you want to see win tomorrow. You guys have a fantastic, safe, awesome evening. And we'll talk to you again on this show tomorrow as always, my friends. Have a good one.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.